天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目。我是节目主持人张小环，工厂张，大小的小和环境的环，也就是左边一个王，右边一个不字。在上期节目中，麦克牧师带领我们了解了为什么耶稣被钉十字架。今天呢，麦克牧师将会带领我们进一步来讨论十字架上的救赎和真正的自由。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，那就让我们预备心，一起来聆听从神而来的讯息吧。
There in Calvary,
在加略山上，
God in human flesh became the ultimate substitutionary sacrifice.
道成肉身的神成为最完全的赎罪祭。
There on the cross,
在十字架上，
God did not just find a solution for our dilemma.
神不单为我们的困境找到一条出路。
God became the solution to humanity's nightmare.
神自己成为解决人类噩梦的方法。
Jesus went to the cross voluntarily.
耶稣是甘心情愿地上十字架的。
Jesus went to the cross deliberately.
耶稣是带着目的上十字架的。
He was the only one who can truly qualify to take my place and your place and pay your debt and my debt.
只有他才有真正的资格代替你，代替我，偿还我们的罪债。
Let's focus just for a few minutes on four imageries that the Bible tells us that the cross has accomplished.
让我们一同来看看圣经告诉我们十字架所成就的四个比喻。
First,
第一。
Propitiation.
赎罪。
It is the imagery of the temple and sacrifice.
以圣殿和献祭做比喻。
Second,
第二。
Redemption.
救赎。
It is the imagery of the marketplace.
以商场为比喻。
Thirdly,
第三。
Justification.
称义。
Is the imagery of the law court.
以法庭为比喻。
Fourthly,
第四。
Reconciliation.
与神和好。
The imagery of the home and the family.
以家庭为比喻。
Let us look at those very briefly.
让我们很扼要地看看每一个方面。
The Bible said that when Jesus died on the cross, he satisfied the justice of God.
圣经说，当耶稣死在十字架上，他满足了神公义的要求。
God's holiness and righteousness demanded justice.
神圣洁和公义的神性要求凡事都应该是公义的。
And justice is our eternal condemnation.
然而公义却为我们带来永恒的判决。
When the Bible speaks of the wrath of God,
当圣经说到神的震怒，
it does not mean that God is a temperamental tyrant or who flies off the handle at the slightest provocation.
这并不是说神是个脾气暴躁的暴君，一点小事就暴跳如雷。
That is a false perception of God.
这是对神错误的观念。
There is nothing capricious or arbitrary about the Holy God.
圣洁的神并非反复无常或是独裁的。
His wrath is neither mysterious nor irrational.
他的震怒也不是莫名其妙或者不合情理的。
His anger is neither malicious nor spiteful or vindictive.
他的怒气并不带着恶意、怨恨或是报复性。
God's judgment is never unpredictable.
神的审判并不是反常、不能预料的。
It is only provoked by evil and evil alone.
只有罪恶才会惹动神的怒气。
In fact, the gospel tells us again and again that God is the one who went out of his way to exercise grace.
事实上，圣经一次又一次地告诉我们，神总是主动地向人施恩。
God is the one who did what no one could do.
神能够做别人做不到的事。
God is the one who took the initiative out of his sheer mercy and grace to provide a way for forgiveness, for salvation, and escape from his wrath.
神主动施恩怜悯，设立赦免和救恩之道，使我们得以脱离他的震怒。
It was God's love that compelled him to watch his son carry my sin and yours on his sinless body.
神因为爱我们，甚至忍心眼看着他无罪的儿子担当你和我的罪。
It was God's grace that made Jesus willingly go to the cross and bear my share of guilt upon himself.
是神的恩典，使耶稣甘心顺服，死在十字架上，担当了我的罪债。
Don't ever make the mistake of thinking that God loves us because Christ died for us.
千万不要误认为基督为我们死了，所以神才爱我们。
No,
不是这样的。
Christ died for us because God loved us.
而是因为神爱我们，所以基督为我们而死。
If God's wrath needed to be satisfied, it was God's love which satisfied his justice.
如果神公义的怒气要得着满足的话，那就是神的爱去满足他的公义。
Only God, our Creator, can stand in my place and receive my eternal death and suffer my just reward on the cross.
只有创造我们的神才能代替我，在十字架上承受公义的刑罚，并忍受永死的痛苦。
On the cross, not only did Christ satisfy God's justice, but secondly, He redeemed us.
在十字架上，基督不但满足了神的公义，他还救赎了我们。
To redeem is to buy back.
救赎的意思就是买赎。
To redeem is to pay a ransom.
救赎的意思就是赎回。
Propitiation focuses on the wrath of God which was placated by the cross.
第一方面所讲的赎罪的意义是着重于神的义怒，而十字架足以解除神的怒气。
Redemption focuses on our state of slavery to sin.
第二方面所讲的救赎的重点，则在于我们身为罪的奴隶。
And that needed to be redeemed and set us free from the dominion of sin.
我们需要被买赎，才可以脱离罪的辖制。
In redeeming of a property is freeing it from mortgage.
赎回一项产业，就是要还清贷款。
In redeeming of a slave, it is to set him free.
赎回一个奴隶，就是释放他得自由。
And in redeeming us from sin, Jesus freed us from the dominion of sin.
耶稣把我们从罪中买赎出来，是要叫我们脱离罪的捆绑。
My listening friends, I want to ask you this.
亲爱的朋友，让我问问你。
Are you addicted to alcohol?
你是否酗酒成瘾？
Are you addicted to drugs?
你是否吸毒成瘾？
Are you addicted to pornography?
你是否沉迷于色情？
Are you addicted to love of money?
你是否贪爱钱财？
I have good news for you today.
今天我有好消息要告诉你。
Redemption by the cross means that freedom is yours if you want it.
十字架救恩的意义就是，如果你愿意的话，你就会得着自由。
You notice I said if you want it?
请注意我说的，如果你愿意的话。
Jesus wants to set you free, but you have to be willing to let him.
耶稣希望把你从罪中释放出来，但必须出自你的意愿，让他来帮助你。
In fact, that is why the Apostle Paul asked incredulously in 1 Corinthians 6:18.
事实上，这就是为什么使徒保罗在哥林多前书六章十九节迫切地问道
：“Don't you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God？”
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的。
If you are a Christian, when you live with addiction, you are saying, yes, my soul is redeemed, but not this area or that area in my life.
如果你是一个基督徒却成为坏习惯的瘾君子，你等于是在说，不错，我的灵魂已经得救，但是我生命中某些部分仍旧活在罪里。
If you are a born-again believer, you are owned by God three times over.
其实一个重生得救的基督徒是在三个层面上都属于神了。
By creation, God owns you.
神创造了你，所以你是属于神的。
By redemption, God owns you.
神救赎了你，所以你是属于神的。
By indwelling of the Holy Spirit, God owns you.
如今圣灵住在你里面，所以你是属于神的。
My listening friend, listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
亲爱的朋友，请留心听着我说。
Sin and Satan have no business holding you under their grip or enslaving you or dominating you.
罪和撒旦都不能捆绑你或操纵你。
You are bought and paid for. Give your own a chance to free you up.
基督已经付清你的赎价，买赎了你，何不让你的主人使你得自由呢？
You are Jesus's property. Live like you are.
你是主耶稣的产业，活出这个事实吧。
But if you are a person who have never committed your life to Jesus Christ,
但如果你还没有把你的生命交给主耶稣基督，
the one who died for you,
就是为你而死的那一位，
you can do that today.
你今天就可以这么做。
Now let's summarize this again.
现在让我们再来总结一下。
First,
第一，
on the cross, Jesus satisfied God's justice.
借着十字架，耶稣满足了神公义的要求。
Secondly,
第二,
on the cross,
借着十字架,
Jesus redeemed us from the slavery of sin.
耶稣把我们从罪的捆锁中释放出来。
Then we come thirdly,
第三,
on the cross, Jesus justified us.
借着十字架, 耶稣叫我们得以称义。
We go from the image of the temple to the marketplace to the courthouse.
我们从圣殿的比喻讲到商场，再讲到法庭。
In redemption, Jesus paid our debt and canceled our liability.
耶稣救赎我们，为我们付清赎价，解除了我们的罪债。
But in justifying us, he covers us with a righteous standing before God.
他的宝血遮盖我们，使我们得以称义，可以站在神面前。
When Martin Luther discovered the truth about justification by faith, he called it the principal article of all Christian doctrine.
当马丁路德明白了因信称义的真理后，他称之为基督教教义的主要条文。
Others called it the strong rock and the foundation of the Christian faith.
其他人说这是基督教信仰的磐石和根基。
Still others called it the heart and the hub, the paradigm and essence of the whole economy of God's saving grace.
还有人说这是神整个救恩的核心和精髓。
Justification is not the same as amnesty, which is pardon without principle.
称义跟大赦不一样，大赦是没有原则的赦罪。
It is not the same as forgiveness, which overlooks the wrongdoing.
称义也跟宽恕不一样，因为宽恕忽视了过错。
That is not the kind of justification the Bible talks about here.
这些都不是圣经所讲的称义。
Justification is an act of gracious justice.
称义是一种既有恩典也有公义的行动。
When you come to Jesus Christ in repentance and in faith and say, Lord, I have sinned.
当你来到主耶稣跟前，凭信心认罪悔改，说，主啊，我是罪人。
The courts of heaven will say, guilty as charged.
天上的法庭会说，裁定有罪。
Because God never winks at sin.
因为神从来不会姑息罪恶。
But then Jesus comes in and he says, I paid for his crime.
但是耶稣进前来说，我代替他偿还罪债。
And the Holy Spirit says, Hallelujah, you are set free.
然后圣灵说，哈利路亚，你自由了。
Grace and faith are inseparable.
恩典和信心是不可分的。
Faith has only one function.
信心只有一个功能。
Faith receives what grace freely offers.
信心就是要接受那白白赐给我们的恩典。
We are not justified by our faith, as some tend to say.
但却不是像有些人说的，是自己的信心叫我们称义的。
We are justified by grace and the blood of the Lamb.
乃是神的恩典和羔羊的血叫我们称义的。
Faith only stretches out its hand and takes.
信心只是让我们张开手去接受。
And that is why the Apostle Paul could confidently say,
这就是为什么使徒保罗这么肯定。
Every child that is born into the world has a spiritual price tag of debt hanging around his or her neck.
每一个小孩子生下来时都背着属灵的债务。
There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
但属于主耶稣基督的人就不会被定罪。
Why not, Paul?
保罗，你说的不错呀。
Because on the cross, God did for us what we could never do for ourselves.
因为神在十字架上为我们做的是我们自己永远没有办法做得到的。
On the cross, God did what the law could never do for us.
神在十字架上所做的是律法永远做不到的。
Because Jesus was condemned, we were set free.
因为主耶稣承担了我们的罪责，使我们得着自由。
Because Jesus' body was broken, we became spiritually mended.
因为主耶稣的身体被打伤，使我们的灵魂得着修补。
Because Jesus was humiliated, we became dignified.
因为主耶稣被羞辱，使我们得着尊严。
Because Jesus was blooded, we became cleansed.
因为主耶稣流出宝血，使我们得着洁净。
Because Jesus was nailed to a cross, we were pulled away from the jaws of death.
因为主耶稣被钉在十字架上，使我们可以脱离死亡的吞噬。
Because Jesus was lashed with whips, we were comforted.
因为主耶稣被鞭伤，使我们得着安慰。
Because Jesus died, we shall live forever.
因为主耶稣的死亡，使我们可以永远活着。
Then I come to the fourth and the last.
现在让我们讲第四点，也就是最后一点。
On the cross, we are reconciled to God the Father.
借着十字架，我们可以与神和好。
Most people understand this fourth one more than the other three, perhaps.
跟其他三方面比起来，大部分人更容易明白第四方面。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we understand reconciliation.
因为我们都明白什么是和好。
It is the imagery of the house and home.
就以家庭作为和好的比喻。
You and I were at enmity with God.
你我曾经与神为敌。
We were not on talking terms.
我们之间完全没有对话交流。
He demanded purity and we were incapable of producing it.
他要求圣洁，可是我们根本做不到。
He demanded perfect obedience to the law and we could not obey him.
他要求我们完全遵守律法，可是我们根本不顺服他。
Until Jesus met all these demands, peace with God was impossible.
直到耶稣满足了这些条件，不然我们无法与神和好。
And because Jesus called his Father Abba, he qualified us to do the same.
而且因为主耶稣称神为阿爸父，他使我们也够格称神为阿爸父。
Because Jesus had access to the Father, he gave that access to his followers.
因为主耶稣可以直接到天父那里去，他使我们也可以直接到天父的跟前。
In fact, it was God who was reconciling us to himself through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
其实是神借着他的儿子主耶稣基督与我们和好。
What a deal.
真是太棒了。
Here are the four things that we must remember that the cross reminds us of.
我们必须记住，十字架提醒了我们四件事。
One,
第一，
the cross satisfied God's justice and wrath.
十字架满足了神公义的要求，并平息他的怒气。
Second,
第二，
the cross redeems us by setting us free from the captivity of sin.
十字架救赎了我们，让我们从最终得释放。
Third,
第三，
the cross justifies us by his grace.
耶稣借着十字架的恩典叫我们得以称义。
Fourth,
第四，
the cross reconciles us to God and put an end to our enmity with God.
十字架叫我们与神和好，不再与神为敌。
So as I conclude, I'm going to ask you that question again.
最后我要再问你那个问题。
Who crucified the Lord?
谁把耶稣钉在十字架上？
We did.
是我们呢。
Judas's greed was our greed.
犹大的贪婪就是我们的贪婪。
The priest's envy was our envy.
祭司的嫉妒就是我们的嫉妒。
Pilate's ambitions and fears were our ambitions and fears.
比拉多的野心和懦弱就是我们的野心和懦弱。
There's a song that says, "Were you there when they crucified my Lord?"
有一首诗歌这样说，当他们把主耶稣钉在十字架上的时候，你也在那儿吗？
And the answer is yes, I was there.
不错，我就在那里。
So were you.
你也在那里。
I was there with all of my greed, hatred, envy, anger, and unforgiveness.
我在那里带着我的贪婪、怨恨、嫉妒、愤怒和不肯饶恕的心。
I was there with all of my shame and guilt, plotting and scheming, betraying and handing him over to be crucified.
我在那里带着我所有的羞耻、罪过、阴谋诡诈，出卖了他，把他钉在十字架上。
So were you.
你也是这样的，把他钉在十字架上。
You were there.
你也在那里。
But I'm also here washed by his blood.
然而在那里，他的宝血洗净了我。
I have been redeemed by his cross.
因着他的十字架，主已经救赎了我。
I have been justified by his grace.
因着他的恩典，我得以称义。
I have been reconciled to the Father through the Son.
透过神的儿子，我和天父得以和好。
What about you?
至于你呢？
If you have not come to the Lord Jesus Christ, I invite you to come to him today.
如果你还没有接受主耶稣的话，我今天就邀请你来到他的跟前。
If you could say that I have never understood the cross, but now I do.
如果你从前不明白十字架的意义，今天你明白了。
The hand of God is open to welcome you, saying, "Come to me."
神已经伸开了双手，欢迎你到他这里来。
It is my urging of you that you will do that today.
我很诚恳地邀请你今天就这么做。
And then write to us and tell us that you have done that.
并请你写信告诉我们你的确这么做了。
Until then, I pray for God's richest blessing.
愿神大大地赐福给你，下次再见。
主啊，我到你面前，求你悦纳我们的敬拜。
主啊，我到你面前，献上我的今天，我的身体，我的一切，献上当作活祭。主啊，身体，我的一切，献上。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。小环相信收音机前的听众朋友们一定跟小环一样受益颇多。对啊，愿我们能够常常的仰望十架，让圣灵来提醒我们神的爱和怜悯。我们算什么呢？神竟顾念我们，并用他大能的右手扶持着我们。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，愿我们能够常常咀嚼神的话语，在十字架面前认罪悔改，从而得到真正的自由。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。